From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, March 24th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation between Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows and Danville mayoral candidate Jackie Vinson ahead of the April 4th election. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. All three correctional officers involved in the beating death of an inmate at the Western Illinois Correctional Center have now been sentenced. Rich Egger reports.
Senior U.S. District Judge Sue Myerscough gave the stiffest sentences to 54-year-old Chad Scheffler and 31-year-old Alex Banta. They each received 20 years in federal prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. Scheffler was a lieutenant at the prison in Mount Sterling, while Banta was an officer. Both were convicted of 5 charges, including conspiracy to deprive civil rights. The other guard, 43-year-old Willie Hedden, was sentenced to 6 years in federal prison. Hedden, who was a sergeant, pleaded guilty in the case. He provided testimony against the others, including that it was part of the culture at the prison to abuse inmates and lie to cover it up. The three were sentenced in the death of 65-year-old Larry Irvin. Prosecutors say the guards forced Irvin from his cell in May of 2018. Irvin was restrained and handcuffed when the guards assaulted him. Irvin suffered multiple broken ribs and severe internal injuries. He died in June of 2018. Rich Egger reporting.
In the federal bribery trial playing out in downtown Chicago, prosecutors are going the deepest they've gone so far into former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan's inner circle. Jurors are hearing testimony from one of Madigan's senior most former aides. From the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney reports.
Will Cousineau is testifying under immunity from prosecution. He talked about how former ComEd lobbyist and now defendant Michael McLean was given extraordinary access to sensitive internal discussions regarding the House Democrats. Discussions like who should chair committees and who would be the second highest ranking member of the House. Some of those conversations were secretly recorded in 2018 and played for jurors this morning. At that point in time, McLean was no longer a lobbyist for ComEd. McLean and 3 other ComEd lobbyists and executives are charged with bribing Madigan. Dave McKinney.
A measure to deter Illinois public and school libraries from banning books is working its way through the legislature. Democratic State Representative Ann Stava Murray's bill would withhold state grant funding from libraries that do. She says the idea is to prevent library boards from removing texts featuring people of color and LGBTQ plus issues. But opponents, like Republican State Representative Martin McLaughlin, said it should be up to local communities to decide what to offer, not the state government.
To me, this is a complete go-around, an end-around on the local control and authority of library boards. I think it's a very blatant attempt to strong-arm our local communities and how they want to direct their libraries to operate and function.
The measure passed the House on partisan lines. It now moves to the Senate. Tina Turner, Cahokia Mounds, and Don Alonzo Spaulding. These Metro East figures and places will be featured in a new exhibit at the Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield, opening this week. Called Home in Illinois, the exhibit will explore the vast experiences of the state. The museum's director of research, Brian Mitchell, says these stories reflect the exhibit.
There are immigrant experiences of home. There are uncomfortable experiences of home with people who are being forced out of communities. There are indigenous experiences of home that we try to cover in this exhibit.
Like many famed performers, Tina Turner got her start in East St. Louis. Cahokia Mounds was one of the most populous Native American cities in North America. And surveyor Don Alonzo Spaulding mapped the grids for towns like Alton. These Metro East figures and places, and other notable Illinoisans, will be featured through next January. The state Senate has voted to honor a deceased lawmaker from Champaign-Urbana. State Senator Paul Faraci wants to rename and expand the ABLE account program after the late state senator Scott Bennett. He championed the program that created savings and investment accounts so that people could buy costly disability equipment. Bennett died unexpectedly from a brain tumor in December. He was 45 years old. Both Danville Area Community College basketball teams were winners yesterday in NJCAA tournament action. The men's team beat Waubonsie 83-78 in quarterfinal action last night at Danville. Danville now moves to the semifinals with a game against Macomb Community College from Michigan. Game time is 6:30 p.m. at the Mary Miller Gymnasium. The winner of that game will play for the Division II national title on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Jaguars women's team beat Delta 60-37 yesterday in a consolation match after losing their opening game the day before at the Division II women's tournament in Port Huron, Michigan. The Danville women's team plays United Tribes Tech this afternoon. If they win that game, they'll compete for seventh place on Saturday. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with Danville mayoral candidate Jackie Vinson. That story is next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll be looking back at the legacy of slavery in Illinois. We entered the Union as a free state, but it took another three decades for enslaved people to be truly free here. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The April 4th ballot in Danville features two candidates for mayor, the current mayor, Ricky Williams Jr., and Jackie Vinson, the executive director of the Vermilion Housing Authority. Vinson says Mayor Williams' backing of a controversial sewer fee increase is one example of the city trying to pay for more infrastructure than it can afford. Earlier this month, Vinson stood on a stage where she had just taken part in a candidates forum and talked with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows about her goals.
I think the inspiration behind my run for mayor is understanding that the people of Danville were not feeling heard or represented. What I'm running for is being that vision, is being that spokesperson for the pulse of our community to understand what's impacting our families, the challenges and barriers that they experience on a daily basis, and how the city can work to help them overcome those barriers.
What is different between you and Mayor Williams as far as how you achieve that goal?
We have different ways of going about that. The city has more infrastructure that it can afford to maintain, and so the burden of maintaining that infrastructure has been placed on the people in the terms of taxes. I am against any increases to the cost of living for the people of Danville. What we need to do is say, how do we ease their burdens? How do we keep Danville being a place of choice for our families and choice for our businesses to choose to come to Danville to do business or expand their operations in Danville?
Well, for instance, then, the increase in the sewer fee that I heard talked about, is that something you would have approached differently?
The sewer fee increase was enacted during a pandemic, first of all. So during a very tumultuous time for our families and our businesses, the city increased the cost of living or doing business here. What we need to do as a city is strategically think about the long-term viability of our community, of being a city built for 50,000, with 25,000 being charged to maintain that. And the only way to get ahead of that without putting the burden on our businesses and on our people is to strategically eliminate the infrastructure that we are being charged to maintain.
Now, the city's already been going through a demolition program. Is there a different way, or is it just not enough at this point?
Well, you're saying housing demolition. I'm saying looking at areas, at streets, at sewers that are no longer serving the purpose and working to eliminate that infrastructure, the sidewalks that we're being charged to maintain in areas where we no longer have people living because we've demolished all of the houses.
So what do you want to do there?
Remove the infrastructure. Similarly to how we've handled it at the Housing Authority, is the Housing Authority had more infrastructure than it could afford to maintain. And so what we did was we created a plan based on data of what was in the worst physical shape, what would have the least impact to the people, and how we could handle that. The same needs to be done at the city of Danville. Is we need to look at areas that we are no longer using or no longer fully using and see how we can repurpose those areas to the benefit of the taxpayers.
In your campaign materials, I've seen transparency emphasized. I'm interested in what the city is failing to do now, or what would you want to do differently?
I believe in transparent government in more than just following the Open Meetings Act. I believe that our city needs to be representing the people whom we serve and actively working to encourage their participation in areas that impact our city and impact our neighborhoods. I think what is lacking right now is the ability to have honest dialogue with our city without fear of retaliation or retribution if you're saying something that they may not agree with.
You're saying that the city government right now, or the mayor right now, has been doing that?
I don't want it to get negative. I've tried really hard to remain positive in
this. But you're talking about a problem in city government
now. I'm saying, as mayor, what I would bring to the table is the ability to sit at a table with a diverse spectrum of people who might believe things differently than me and encourage that different conversation. Because there are perspectives that I am not aware of, there are cultural significance that I am not aware of, that are important to our community and that need to be heard by our community.
That was Danville mayoral candidate Jackie Vinson talking with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. Vinson is running against incumbent Ricky Williams Jr. in the April 4th election. But before you head to the polls, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. Click on our Election 2023 banner to learn more about the mayoral candidates in Danville and Champaign. Also, look for coverage of local school board races. Again, that's at illinoisnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy, with rain likely later in the day, and a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Rich Egger, Dave McKinney, Alex Stegman, Reginald Hardwick, Will Bauer, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.